This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.
Welcome to Encounter on the Voice of America. I'm Rick Pantaleo, sitting in for Carol Castiel. Opening ceremonies for the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro are set for August 5th. That's less than 3 months away. The 2016 Paralympics have been scheduled to begin about a month later. But controversy and fear of the Zika virus have been swirling around the upcoming international sporting competition. Some believe that the Rio Games should be canceled, postponed, or moved to another venue where the spread of Zika isn't as prevalent. One health expert recently stirred up some controversy with an article he had written for the Harvard Public Health Review that urges that the 2016 Rio Games be postponed, moved, or both due to the threat presented by the Zika outbreak in Brazil, especially in Rio de Janeiro. Other experts disagree. The International Olympic Committee says it sees no need to cancel, delay, or move the Rio Olympic Games because of the Zika virus threat. On today's program, we'll get an update on the Zika outbreak, especially in areas where the 2016 Games will be held. We'll also hear from the health expert who recommends that the Games not proceed, a medical professional who disagrees and says that they should go on as scheduled, and we'll also talk about the other non-Zika challenges facing this year's Olympics. In our first segment, we'll hear about the latest developments in the Zika outbreak, as well as other public health concerns that could impact the Olympics in Rio. Dr. Judy Stone, MD, a physician, author, and an infectious disease specialist and researcher, joins us by telephone. Dr. Stone, can you give us an update on the spread of the Zika virus?
Zika, now there have been about 500 cases in the U.S. compared to more than 1.3 million in Brazil just last year. It's hard to give numbers because most people, about 80% of people, are asymptomatic, but we know that it's really been exploding, particularly through Latin America. The main countries affected are Brazil, Colombia, and our own Puerto Rico. There have been pockets in the Pacific Islands and in Cape Verde off the coast of Africa. And in terms of where it might spread next, I'm very concerned about spread to the Gulf Coast and any place where the mosquito Aedes aegypti lives. In the U.S., this will be primarily along the Gulf Coast states. And again, one of the big problems is that it's mostly going to affect poor people.
Dr. Stone, at this point, just how serious is the threat of Zika infection worldwide?
There are more than 2.2 billion people at risk for Zika, 2.2 billion in tropical and subtropical parts of the world. Again, the greatest risk is for women who are or who might become pregnant. But it's a huge problem, and we don't even really know the severity of the infections besides microcephaly. We know that there's paralysis from Guillain-Barré, but we're just now learning the other manifestations.
Looking at the steps being taken by the World Health Organization regarding public health, any comments, any new initiatives we can talk about?
I think the public health response has been really poor, and I'm pretty angry about that. Public health has been decimated, especially mosquito control programs. We have the Congress and particularly the House fighting now, only wanting to fund a third of the president's request for emergency funding. In April, President Obama had to take money from Ebola preparedness and moved it to Zika, and we know how well that's going to end. And just yesterday, the CDC announced it shifted $44 million from its fund for local health departments to Zika preparedness. Again, cutting the infrastructure of the health departments and leaving public health a shambles.
Dr. Stone, I know the Olympics in Rio are coming up in a couple of months, about 3 months from now, and a lot of concern has been directed toward the impact Zika will have on the Games. Now, along with Zika, there are other issues and another public health issue that you're concerned about, and that's pollution.
Right. People jokingly refer to the water there as Rio Suicide. It's so badly polluted. And even there are very resistant organisms called CRE, or carbapenem-resistant enterobacter, big name, so CRE, that are found in the contaminated sewage that flows into the bay there where the water sports activities will be going on. Even earlier when they had practice sessions with the rowing and sailing teams who had very little contact with the water, just getting splashed, a number of the athletes became ill. And then with vomiting and diarrhea, if they take these resistant organisms home, they'll just fuel the spread of these very resistant bugs. And I'm concerned that these bacteria are almost without any antibiotics to treat them. So I'm concerned that a number of people will die from that exposure.
Dr. Stone, they're estimating about 500,000 people coming down to Rio to either participate or watch the 2016 Olympic Games. What advice would you give people coming in from areas where Zika and other public health problems aren't as prevalent in going to the Games? What preparations should they take?
Well, again, the health officials and World Health Organization are advising pregnant women to stay away. For other people, you need to be very careful about wearing clothes that are treated with insect repellents and using insecticides on your skin. Stay away from areas where there is standing water. It's important to try to be in an air-conditioned room to sleep or sleep under a mosquito net, but it's not a place that I would want to travel to at this point in time, just in terms of the infection risk.
Dr. Stone, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us again.
Well, thanks so much for asking me again.
That was Dr. Judy Stone, M.D. She's a physician, author, and an infectious disease specialist and researcher. Amir Adaran is a public health expert and a member of the Faculty of Medicine and Law at the University of Ottawa. He's also the author of an article that recently appeared in the Harvard Public Health Review. In his article, Dr. Adaran suggests that Rio de Janeiro is not on the fringes of the Zika outbreak, but inside its heart, and that the city is more affected by the virus than anyone expected. Because of this, he is urging that as a precautionary concession, the 2016 Olympic and Paralympic Games in Rio must be postponed, moved, or both. Dr. Adaran joins us by telephone to talk about his article and why the 2016 Games should not proceed as scheduled due to the Zika outbreak. Dr. Adaran, should the 2016 Games in Rio de Janeiro be postponed or moved?
Definitely. Either or, perhaps both. I think that the plan to go ahead with the Games at a time when Rio actually has more Zika cases than anywhere else in Brazil, it's topping the list right now, and the effects of this disease are proving to be utterly devastating, is a very foolish plan.
We're talking about 3 months until the beginning of the Games. Is that enough time to get it under control?
It would take some extremely heroic measures that probably Brazil can't do right now. Brazil is in a great deal of trouble, as I think your listeners know, politically, financially. And that trouble is really part of the reason that Rio has become a disease haven. Around the beginning of this year, Rio's public health budget was cut by 30%. Hospitals are closed to patients in some parts of Rio. There's a real falling apart of the health system, which we can't afford as 500,000 visitors for the Olympics are coming in.
Professor Adaran, let me ask you this. Dr. Richard Budgett, who is the IOC's International Olympic Committee medical director, recently told the Associated Press that in clear statements from the WHO that there should be no restrictions on travel and trade means that there's no justification for canceling or delaying or postponing or moving the Rio Games. They will continue to monitor the situation very closely and work with the World Health Organization. Now, he expresses confidence that the situation regarding Zika in Rio will improve over the next 3 months based on what has been advised by experts. What's your take on that?
Well, what do you expect the IOC's doctor to say? I mean, seriously, do you expect the IOC's doctor to say anything other than what his employer wants him to say? For the Olympics, this is a multi-billion dollar question. So, of course, they're going to say there's no problem. You know, Dr. Budgett is cherry-picking here because, for example, the United States Centers for Disease Control has said that workers, i.e. athletes, should consider postponing travel if possible. Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. Postpone the Olympics. You know, I mean, the fact that the IOC can cherry-pick some pieces of advice here and there doesn't necessarily make it scientifically valid. What's more, WHO is in a conflict of interest with the IOC. They've signed a partnership agreement with the IOC, which includes promoting the Olympics. So We have a problem where the World Health Organization has simply lost its independence in such matters. And the clearest proof of that is that a couple months ago, the head of Zika for the World Health Organization said that he expected the Olympics to be fantastic, that they would go ahead, and that he wished he could be there.
Professor, let me ask you, I understand that the strain of Zika in Rio in Brazil right now is a new strain, and how does it differ from the previous strain of the virus? Is it more dangerous, and how prevalent is it in Rio?
Science is working that out, but yes, what we know from the recent scientific literature is that the Brazilian variety of Zika appears to have come from French Polynesia. And in French Polynesia, it too was causing microcephaly and these birth defects. It too was causing Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is an immunological disease of adults, but it wasn't noticed. Then, you know, it came to Brazil, and it was noticed. With retrospective genetic analysis, it's possible to trace the family tree of the virus back to French Polynesia. And then, when you look at the medical records from French Polynesia, you find that it was doing roughly the same adverse things as in Brazil. Why is the virus different now? Science hasn't answered that. But we do know there have been genetic mutations to the virus. Why they are causing what they are causing is still a scientific mystery. My point is that when we know there is something special about this virus, it is extremely unwise, just for the sake of sports that could be held in London, Beijing, Sydney, whatever, move the games. You could have all the pleasure of the games somewhere else. It is very unwise to proceed on current plans and threaten global public health. That is beyond unethical.
The World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization recently released a statement on the Zika virus and the 2016 Rio Olympic and Paralympic Games, and among its recommendations is to practice safe sex, since it's been found that the virus can be spread through sexual contact, and that visitors should also avoid visiting impoverished and overcrowded areas in cities and towns with no piped water and poor sanitation. They're also continuing to advise that pregnant women not travel to areas with ongoing Zika transmission, including Rio. What are your thoughts about the WHO's response to this?
Well, I think it's timid, and I think it's timid because of the conflict of interest. Because of the fact that WHO has worked with the Olympic organizers in Rio on the planning of these games and has even signed a memorandum of understanding with the International Olympic Committee. I and others have requested to see that memorandum of understanding. It's being kept secret. So what is WHO trying to hide here? We don't know because, well, they're hiding it. But when you have a relationship of propinquity with the Olympic Committee, of course it becomes difficult for WHO to speak candidly. And you can see in their recommendations, they're raising all sorts of warnings about safe sex, about avoiding crowds, crowded places. How you avoid crowds at the Olympics, I'm not quite sure. About avoiding places with poor sanitation. Much of Rio is slums. And as we've heard, the bay where the aquatic events will be held is a textbook case of poor sanitation. How do you avoid these things? I don't think you can in Rio. And while it's absolutely true that other Olympic Games have come under fire and people have predicted great, terrible things coming out of them, this is different because this is disease. You know, is it really appropriate when we consider the Olympics as being a global party and a party basically for the very rich? It takes a lot of money to fly to Brazil and pay the hotels that will be overpriced in Rio during the games and attend the sports. This is a party for the global 1%, but the disease that will be spread as a result is likely to be spread to very poor countries that don't have the resources and affect very poor people. Is this ethical?
Thank you so much for taking time to join us today to talk about this.
Thank you.
That was Amir Ataran, public health expert and member of the Faculty of Medicine and Law at the University of Ottawa, Canada. You're listening to Encounter on the Voice of America. Today's topic is, can the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro survive the Zika virus outbreak? I'm Rick Pantaleo, sitting in for Carol Castiel. Encounter can also be heard online as a podcast. Please visit our website at voanews.com/encounter. And we'd love to hear from you, so send us an email with your feedback to encounter@voanews.com or like us on Facebook at Carol Castiel, VOA. Continuing our program, my next guest is Dr. Celine Gounder. She's a New York-based medical internist, infectious disease and public health specialist, and a medical journalist. Dr. Gounder also wrote an article about the Zika outbreak and the 2016 Rio Olympics, except she disagrees with Dr. Adaran. She joins us by telephone. Dr. Gounder, you wrote an opinion piece. From a medical standpoint, we absolutely shouldn't cancel the Rio Olympics, to counter the Harvard Public Health Review article written by Amir Adaran, where he urged that the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympics be rescheduled or moved to a different venue. So what was your reaction to Professor Adaran's article, and what in it prompted you to write your counter-argument?
Well, honestly, the cat's out of the bag in terms of Zika spreading to North America. And if you look at who will be traveling to Brazil for the Olympics, about half of those will be Americans. And in terms of other travelers from other countries, many of them will be from Latin America, countries that are already affected by the Zika virus. And so when we make recommendations about public health measures, it's not so straightforward as to say, oh, that's common sense, this will work. There are risks and benefits to everything that we recommend. So, for example, if you go back to the Ebola epidemic of 2014, 2015, everybody said, oh, well, it's common sense. We should shut our borders. We should screen travelers. And yet, you have to remember, these are things that have a real cost. And for all of those measures that we put into place at the time, none of that travel screening caught a single Ebola patient, and yet that cost our government quite a lot of money that could have been invested in more appropriate measures. So when you make a recommendation like this, you have to think about what are the consequences of something like this. And in this particular case, in canceling the Brazil Olympics and situating them elsewhere, there are very real economic costs with really unclear benefits.
With 500,000 or more visitors expected in Rio for the Games, isn't there any concern that this could boost the global spread of the disease?
So you also have to remember that there are many other travelers who come to Brazil. So that's really a tiny drop in the bucket when you consider the total number of travelers. You know, per year, you have about 6 million foreign travelers who go to Brazil every year. The country represents the 8th largest business market in the world. If you're going to talk about canceling the Olympics, you really should be talking about canceling all of the travel by business travelers who work in the oil and gas, steel and mining and other industries. And if you're really not prepared to do that, it doesn't make sense to be singling out one particular industry, especially when it's unlikely to make much of a difference in terms of big picture spread and the economic ramifications for the countries locally could be quite tremendous.
I've noticed an article that you had written back in February for Sports Illustrated. You suggested that while Zika is a concern for the Olympics participating athletes, they should be more concerned about dengue since it's among the more common diseases contracted there. Why do you say so?
Well, the problem with Zika is that it's really a disease that affects pregnant women. And there's a very small proportion of people who get Zika virus who also develop what's called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a form of temporary paralysis. It's also important to note that there are much more common causes of Guillain-Barré, including Campylobacter, which you get from food poisoning with chicken, or influenza, the flu. So, you know, Zika is one of many causes of that syndrome. But if you think about for the average Olympic athlete who's not pregnant or trying to get pregnant, very rarely occurred that you've had a pregnant woman very early in their pregnancy competing in the Olympics. But for the vast majority, that, you know, that's not an issue. And for them, you know, they really need to be worrying about what is a common and, quite frankly, more mortal, more deadly disease, and that includes dengue.
And finally, Dr. Gounder, I understand your husband is a sports journalist and he'll be covering the Olympics in August. Will he be heading to Rio?
He will. And in fact, because my husband is a soccer journalist, a lot of the events are actually played outside of Rio. So he will be going to places like Manaus, for example, which are higher risk and deeper in the Amazon jungle, you know, with respect to transmission of dengue as well as Zika virus.
So what advice are you giving him prior to his trip?
Well, the advice I've given him and his colleagues is just common sense mosquito protection. So wearing your mosquito repellents, wearing long sleeve shirts and pants, treating your clothing with insect repellent called permethrin, which lasts through multiple clothing washes. So it's really something that will last him through the course of the Olympics. And then as much as possible, when it, you know, being indoors where it's screened in, where there's air conditioning so you can't get bitten by a mosquito, you know, those are the things that people need to be thinking about.
Dr. Gounder, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
That was Dr. Celine Gounder, a New York-based medical internist, infectious disease and public health specialist, and medical journalist. In our final segment today, Eric Farnsworth, Vice President of the Council of Americas, joins us to talk about the non-Zika issues that face Rio de Janeiro and all of Brazil regarding the upcoming Olympic Games. Eric, besides Zika, there are other concerns about the 2016 Games in Rio. Can you bring us up to date on Brazil's political and economic difficulties and its impact on the Games?
Well, Brazil is going through a really difficult time right now. There's no question about it. On the economic side, they've been in recession for at least 2 years. 2016 is also going to be a difficult year of recession. And so you already have a down economy that the government is struggling to try to find ways past and to try to strengthen. But it's difficult to do that because the government itself is in turmoil. The president has been impeached, and she's now required to be out of office, awaiting trial in the Senate, and in her place is an acting president. So the government itself is a bit unsettled. But until and unless you get a consensus in place for action, it's going to be difficult to take the steps that are politically difficult to reform the economy and get it back on track.
Along with the threat of Zika, another concern that's been expressed is security, and that violence has been on an upswing.
It's what the government of Brazil has done is to focus on some of these security threats, working with the United States and others, trying to improve the security presence on the ground in Rio as well. Rio has a bit of a history with violence and crime. Clearly, those issues are not unknown to the Brazilian authorities, and I think we can anticipate that they will take steps to try to very much keep that under control as well.
With the Games proceeding as scheduled, at least so far, the IOC has said that it's not going to postpone or move the venue or cancel the Games. What kind of an impact will the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro have on the city and Brazil in general, in light, especially with the concerns that have been expressed?
Well, I think it remains to be seen, no question about it. In the first instance, there is the symbolic impression. When the Games were first awarded to Brazil, it was in the context of a country that was emerging globally, that was finding its international voice, where the economy was booming, even as other economies like the United States were in deep trouble. But that was in 2009. Circumstances have changed, and what the world is going to see now, when they focus on Brazil, is a country that is in political and economic trouble and difficulty. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that the Games themselves depend in part on who comes to participate, tourists and observers and people who come to enjoy the atmosphere. To the extent that they stay away or the numbers don't materialize in the way that were initially projected, that will impact, obviously, the financial aspects of the game. And then I think the legacy is also a very important issue that has to be put out there. Every time a country bids on the Games, whether summer or winter, they have to put out a plan in terms of how the Games will affect the local community, how it will improve the nation, what sort of legacy will be left behind. And as part of that, Brazil promised many upgrades for infrastructure and pollution control and community development and such things. And with the economic crisis that the country is going through, many of those projects are delayed, if not canceled outright. So the legacy of the Games, I think, is still an open question. It's going to be probably more of a mixed story than many Brazilians would initially hope when the Games were first awarded.
I understand currently the Olympic ticket sales in Rio is said to be sagging. What can Brazil and the IOC do to boost attendance?
Well, it's an issue of confidence. If the Games are perceived to be safe and going to be attractive in the context of the venues and the experience, and clearly where the concerns that others have expressed are addressed effectively, that'll boost confidence and people will attend. If there is a perception that these issues are not effectively addressed, then people are going to stay away, and I think it's pretty cut and dried.
Eric Farnsworth, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us about these other concerns surrounding the 2016 Games in Rio.
It's a real pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Eric Farnsworth, Vice President of the Council of Americas. I'm afraid that's all the time we have on this edition of Encounter. I'd like to thank all of my guests today for taking the time to talk with us. Encounter was produced in Washington, and I'd like to thank Anna Zaleski for booking our guests and for all her help in producing this week's program. I'm Rick Pantaleo, sitting in for Carol Castiel. Be sure to join us again next week for another Encounter on the Voice of America.